You're listening to SBS News.
The World Cup is a melting pot of culture and tribes. The fans bring passion, but also dollars and cents. Well, in this case, rubles and kopeka.
Compared with the cost level in Guangzhou in China, I think it's maybe slightly higher, but it's acceptable.
The prices are a little bit high, but it's always good to come and leave the World Cup.
The country spent about $19 billion on hosting the tournament, most going towards transport infrastructure, stadium construction and accommodation. But there were also considerable cost blowouts. The official budget for the tournament had to be amended 12 times. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed the spending will pay off, though in a recent report, Moody's Investor Service said the economic benefits would be short-lived. It said visiting fans will give a boost to nominal gross regional product of only around 1-2%, and Russia would only recoup just over $4 billion from the tournament over the next 5 years. Mikhail Delyagin was an economic advisor in the administration of former Russian leader Boris Yeltsin.
If you look at small business expenses, what was invested in stadiums and infrastructure, and how much beer will be drunk in the bars, then it won't cover the costs.
Professor Delyagin says the untaxed grey economy will also receive a boost, as will the 9 other host cities outside Moscow and St. Petersburg.
Yes, Moscow hasn't noticed any changes due to the World Cup. Our life here is the way it was before. But in Saransk, for example, it's a completely new chapter in the city's life that will carry on after the World Cup is over. While in Rostov-on-Don, they've built a beautiful new airport.
Retail, hotels and restaurants also receiving an injection, albeit a short-term one. The manager of this clothing outlet says World Cup tourism has boosted her bottom line, even though her store isn't in the center of Moscow.
The World Cup events and broadcasting of the games attracts more people to the outlet. The return is even better when the outcome after the game is positive.
While tourist foot traffic in the center of town is more than enough for this restaurant.
Moscow and St. Petersburg are the main fan hubs, and hundreds of thousands of tourists will visit the cities over the course of the World Cup. Now, Russia hopes that once the tournament ends, the World Cup can put the country on the tourism map.
Would you recommend Russia and Moscow as a holiday destination to your friends back in Tehran?
Yeah. Because the Moscow is very beautiful city with very wonderful people.
Russia hoping that's a widely held sentiment. In Moscow, Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.